Well, Paul James, another important win today.
Absolutely. Any win right now at this stage of the season is a good win. So whether we're playing Newcastle or Leeds, we've got to go out there and beat the team in front of us. You know, today it was a bit of a scrappy affair. You know, both teams looked a bit sluggish, actually, maybe a bit too much turkey over Christmas. But, you know, we were just a little less scrappy than they were. So I'm really delighted with the win.
But that third quarter really was decisive, wasn't it? That's where you started to turn the screw, it seemed, and you were beginning to pull away at one stage.
Yeah, it was. We just picked up our offence a little bit. I mean, I think defensively we were solid. I think they had 25 points at half time, so I was comfortable with that. But offensively, I just thought we were getting into our sets very slowly. We weren't moving the ball well. We weren't moving ourselves well. So it was just a matter of taking that up a notch or two, and then, you know, we'd open up a gap, and that's what we did.
But Leeds, I mean, you did say after the Leicester game they were going to be scrappy. They were coming here to play, and they certainly did give you a game. I mean, I'd pick out James McCann as being an exceptional point guard for them.
He is, yeah. He's been their leading scorer, and you know, he's got the ball in his hands 80% of the time, and he makes a lot of good things happen. And a small guard, but very smart, very savvy, and you know, he gave us some problems at points, but I thought we dealt with him pretty well in the end. But I say Leeds, they're a team, they're scrappy, they make the most of the players they've got. You know, they're not the most talented team in the world. They're not full of talent there. So they make the most of what they have. They play hard for 40 minutes, and you know, they've been competitive every game they've played this year. So you know, credit to them in their first year in the BBL.
And you're happy with the way Paul Guéret is integrating into the team?
Yeah, I think it was difficult for him tonight. Yes, again, when you play a team like Leeds and it's a bit scrappy, the referees tend to let a lot more go than they normally would do. So he was getting a bit frustrated because he's getting hit and whatever, nothing's being called. So he's just got to play through that. But he'll be fine. He'll be great for our team. And you know, once he's had a full week of proper training with us and gets to know the offenses and the timing of those sort of things, then you know, we'll see the best of him. The best of him's yet to come.
I'm looking forward next week down to Plymouth, of course, which they're a team that have had their ups and downs this season, a bit of a revolving door in some ways. What are your thoughts going into that game?
Again, tricky team. I think they've made another two changes since we've actually played them last time. So they're going to be a different proposition again. I'm really hopeful we're going to have Robert Thurman back, because we're certainly going to need him for that game, because they're quite a big athletic team. So it'd be good if we could have him back fit and ready for that game. But if not, we'll just have to go with the seven fit guys we have at the moment and see what we can do.
Well, you delivered another Christmas cracker. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.